Now, as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. Let all your things be done with charity. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. But now, when Timotheus came from you unto us, and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us as we also to see you, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience, and above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Greet ye one another with the kiss of charity. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom, if thou bring forward on their journey, after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. These are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. And his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works. And the last